Pasta night at Logan and Derek's is a lot like pasta night everywhere else.
Do half of it.
Okay.
Even as PSC, this rare liver disease he's had for a decade, continues to progress, Derek is an able hand in the kitchen.
Do you want to, will you shred a little Parmesan cheese?
During the past few months, his energy slowly decreased, and his jaundice became more noticeable. But he didn't miss work or spend more time on the couch. In fact, the two continued to live a fairly typical life. It wasn't until one night last October when the severity of his illness announced itself.
It was whatever night the Red Sox won the World Series. We were sitting in the living room, and I had made tacos for dinner, which is our favorite dinner. And Derek ate, and then he said he didn't feel well, which is not, I mean, it's not alarming to me. He said he had a stomach ache, and I said, well, do you want me to make you some tea? And he was like, no, and he was a little pouty about it, and I was kind of doing something on the computer. I wasn't really paying attention, and I was like, all right, well, let me know if there's something I can do for you. And then he got up, and he went to the door, and he put his shoes on, and I said, what are you doing? He's like, I really don't feel well. And I said, so you're going to go outside? And he was like, I don't know. And then he just bolted to the bathroom. So I got up and I went into the bathroom, and I'm not sure how graphic you want me to be with this, but he was just staring at me, and his face was completely pale, and I was just staring at him, and I was like, what is it? And then he didn't say anything, and my eyes traveled down to the toilet, and it was filled with blood. And I knew that that was bad, but I don't think I understood how bad it was, and I wanted him to be calm, so I said, well, how are you? And he said, well, I feel a lot better now. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go call the hospital because I think that's probably the right thing to do. And I was shaking. I was shaking from like my toes to my fingertips. Like everything was shaking, but I was trying to be calm.
Logan went to the kitchen and contacted the hospital. The doctor on call got back to them immediately.
He got on the phone and she said, how are you? And he said, I'm fine, thanks. How are you? And she said, I understand that you just threw up blood. And he said, yes. And she said, put the phone down and go to the emergency room right now. And he said, oh, okay. So he put the phone down and he put on his sweater and I peed. And then we went out and he wouldn't let me drive. And he drove himself to the hospital and he was admitted to the ICU. Because when you bleed out from esophageal varices, there's a very good chance you're going to die.
The esophageal varices were a direct result of his disease. PSC was shutting off the bile ducts in his liver, and the blood was struggling to flow through. He spent the night in the ICU and 3 days total in the hospital. And while there weren't any long-term impacts, it certainly suggested to Derek and Logan that a transplant shouldn't be put off. So over the next few months, Logan went for a series of tests to see if her liver was a match. They recorded themselves on the drive home from one of those appointments.
Part of me wants you to not be approved, so you don't have to go through with it.
I mean, if I'm honest, do I want to do this? No. Like, no, I don't want to do this. But I do. Like, it's a crazy mixed up emotion. It's like, I don't want you to be sick. But you are.
By February, her liver was cleared for transplant, and a surgery was scheduled for mid-April. But even with a good donor, Derek faced some scary odds.
It's tough going into any procedure knowing that there's an 88% survival rate. I'm alive right now. It's a 100% guarantee that I'm alive right now. Coming out, there's a 1 in 8 chance that I may not be alive.
The idea that we would both be going through all of this only to have one of us die is really hard. Like, that's really hard. But the thing that both of us always try to remember is there is no other option for Derek but a transplant. Like, no matter what the percentage risk is of him dying or not surviving the surgery or rejecting the liver or something, complications happening down the road, it doesn't really matter because if he doesn't get a transplant, he will die.
Despite best intentions, transplant day arrives for Logan and Derek, and it seems nothing goes according to plan. That story tomorrow, but lastly for today. Derek, a man of few words, offers this pre-surgery song that, in fairness, he knew full well may be played on the radio someday.
Oh, liver, oh, liver, Don't you quiver, it's just a diagnosis of liver cirrhosis. Oh liver, I want to live forever without a disease.
You can see photos, hear yesterday's story, and listen to this entire song at nhpr.org. I'm Todd Bookman.
Don't be a quitter, I just need to find a...